This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraqi security services say that a rocket was fired Sunday into Baghdad's Green Zone, which houses government offices and embassies, days after the United States evacuated staff from Iraq, citing security threats from Iran. Iraqi officials said the rocket did not cause any casualties, but it was not immediately clear who was behind the attack. And tensions between the United States and Iran have been high since Washington withdrew last year from the international nuclear deal between Iran and a coalition of world powers. Then there was the issue of Egyptian security.
12 people, mostly South Africans, have been injured in an explosion targeting a tourist bus in Egypt, according to security sources. They said Sunday's blast took place near a museum being built close to the Giza pyramids. This witness is saying he was in a car right behind the bus and that all the foreigners in the front were injured. A security source said the vehicle was carrying 25 South Africans from the airport to the pyramids area. The explosion occurring a few hundred meters from the Grand Egyptian Museum, due to open next year. Four Egyptians in a nearby car were injured by broken glass. Egyptian security forces are waging a counter-insurgency campaign against Islamist militants, some with links to Islamic State, that is focused in the north of the Sinai Peninsula, though attacks outside Sinai have been relatively rare.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Bahrain and the U.S. said Sunday they are hosting a Peace to Prosperity conference in late June to promote better economic fortune for Palestinians if a peace agreement can be reached with Israel. The White House has pledged to unveil a new Mideast peace plan in the coming weeks, one partly crafted by Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and White House advisor. This is VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators in Alabama held marches Sunday to protest the state's new abortion law. It makes abortion a felony in nearly all cases, the most severe law of its kind in the nation. The demonstration took place 3 days after the governor, Kay Ivey, signed the bill into law. It does allow abortion only in cases where a mother's health is at stake and makes no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. Doctors who perform abortions could be punished with up to 99 years in prison. There is no mandated punishment for women who have abortions. The states of Georgia and Missouri are following Alabama's lead in tightening restrictions on abortions. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Supporters of the strict new law say their goal is to get the Supreme Court to eventually overturn Roe versus Wade. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says with medical advances, making a fetus more viable sooner.
The amazing doctors that we have in this country are able to do it. 22, 20 weeks, then we should protect that life.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press along with Democrat Bernie Sanders.
The idea that women in this country should not be able to control their own bodies is beyond belief.
Candidate Amy Klobuchar on Fox News Sunday.
This is a violation of civil rights.
President Trump tweeted out he does support abortion in extreme cases and warns abortion opponents not to become divided because Alabama's law allows no exceptions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii said on ABC's This Week Sunday that she believes the Trump administration is setting the state for a war with Iran. The Iraq War veteran and member of the House Armed Services Committee said there are multiple reasons not to enter the renewed conflict in the region.
They are setting the stage for a war with Iran that would prove to be far more costly, far more devastating and dangerous than anything that we saw in the Iraq War, a war that I served in.
The nearly 400 graduating seniors of Morehouse College in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta receive an unexpectedly generous graduation gift on Sunday. Billionaire technology investor and philanthropist Robert Smith told the graduates that he will pay off the student loans of the entire class. Smith, this year's commencement ceremony, is the founder and CEO of Vista Equity Partners, a private equity firm that invests in software, data, and technology-driven companies, and of course now students. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.